Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
listening to Coldplay.
So you got something good to listen to.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, and on this podcast is Jimmy's Verse Game. It's the Coldplay edition as they announced their world tour for 2023. And I saw that and I thought, Nath, you're at a clear competitive advantage because your partner Meg
obsessed.
Loves, and I've never asked you, so Meg, I knew this because I've known you and Meg pre you guys dating.
Long time. Yeah.
Meg used to have a sleep playlist with Coldplay songs that she would fall asleep to.
Because they're so boring.
Yeah, I know. And so that was always my attack on Coldplay. And she would defend them, go, yeah, but they're just so good. I'm like, so good they put you to sleep?
So does she still listen to the sleep playlist?
No. Goes, so since we met and started sleeping in the same bed.
Oh, pre-marriage?
Sharing a bed.
My goodness.
Oh, good heavens. Beep this out, CC Bone.
Next thing you're going to tell me, producer Grace is in the same sex.
Oh, my goodness. Heavens to Betsy.
Anyway, no, she doesn't. She doesn't anymore.
Does she listen to anything?
No.
Oh, you guys go to sleep raw.
Yeah. That's it. Can we call just normal sleeping without any stimulant going to sleep raw?
Absolutely. I can't go to sleep without listening to podcasts, so.
I can't go to sleep raw. I've got to put something on.
Me too.
No, it's fun, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, when you go to sleep raw, you don't know what's going to happen.
Just alone with your own thoughts.
No, you don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
What do you think about, though, when you're laying there?
Sometimes I think Grace is going to hate this so much. Sometimes I think about a golf course that I've played.
Okay, how about this? Me and Alan were saying, you know, friend Alan Christensen.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I know, but like you just said, me and Alan.
Well, we hang out with Alan.
I know. We love Alan.
Used
Alan
to play in the AFL.
Hey, he's won a flag for with Geelong.
Geelong? Lions? You've hung out with him a bit?
Yeah, he's great.
Follows you on Twitter.
Have you got an issue with him?
No, I
What's
don't.
What's your issue with Alan?
I don't have an issue with him.
It's just, an issue with
you
him.
Just, I was like, did I miss? Were we talking about Alan before?
No, so the other day, Alan, we were playing golf. This is when we were playing without you. And Alan goes, can I ask you what you think about at night? And I'm like, and I went, geez, we're getting deep on the golf course. Yeah, he went, yeah, but what's up? And he goes, sometimes when I go to sleep after like a playing golf, he goes, I replay the whole 18 holes.
Always do
it. Think about like the shots I hit and what I could have hit or could have done.
Always do that. I think it's a great way. It's also, if I'm struggling to go to sleep.
It's like counting sheep.
It's my equivalent of counting sheep.
I do that as well.
That's how I think about it. You know what I mean? And then sometimes I'll be like, ah, God. God, that was a bad shot.
I've shanked it into the trees again.
This is the worst game ever. Meg's like, God, I'm going to have to put my Coldplay on again.
This is why you can't go in raw to the bedroom. Grace, what do you think about when you go to sleep?
Oh, gosh. If I don't listen to a podcast, my brain goes, like, in the biggest wormholes of all time. I'm like, I could be thinking about random things. I'd be thinking about something I did when I was 8. I'd be thinking about... And I just don't sleep because my brain doesn't shut off. But if I listen to a podcast, then I can focus on one thing. And
Do you assume your partner, Diana, has to listen as well?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you listen... Loud.
Oh, it's that loud?
I do, yeah.
No headphones?
No.
No headies.
Diana's gotten used to it now at this point, though.
Explain to me this thing, guys, right? So when you guys listen to your podcast or whatever, when you fall asleep...
There's sleep timers.
There's sleep timers.
Oh,
yes.
Just
so
stop.
I'll put it on
they'll
for like half
stop.
An hour. But the annoying thing is often I'll fall asleep.
Yeah. I do 10, 15.
No, because 15 is too short. I actually need a 20-minute one. That's some feedback.
For Apple and Spotify.
15 minutes too short, 30's too long. Need a 20.
No. Interesting.
But often I'm
learning.
Like Diana will still be awake and we'll be listening to the end of that half hour. And then when we go to bed again the next night, I'll put it on from where I fell asleep instead of where it left off. And Diana will be like, we've already listened to this. And I'll be like, I haven't. I was asleep.
Right. See, I don't have any of those conversations because I'm just asleep.
Must be nice.
It is. I was going to say, must be nice.
Yeah, I don't have those conversations. Well, we'll watch Netflix. Maybe that's my thing. I mean, I'll watch Netflix, but then, like, I'll close the laptop and go, okay, done for bed.
You know when it was like you shouldn't have, but there was like a theory or like thing out there that you shouldn't have a TV in your room because it's bad for your bits?
Oh, I've heard that.
Well, bad for your sex life or physically bad for your penis?
Well, if you drop a TV on your penis, it's pretty physically
bad. Oh, God, what happened to you? You go to the doctor? Well, what happened, mate? I've dropped the Panasonic on my dick.
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
Get out. What else do you need to get out? Get out now.
No, I'm mad. I'm glad that you're doing this because I'm still fuming.
I don't need to hear you.
Paid a fortune for the removalist too. Yeah,
so did I. And they lost my tall boy.
Yeah, exactly. They smash both of mine.
I'd rather have it smashed.
No, I'd rather.
Where is it? You know what's worse? Someone's enjoying my tall boy. Someone's like, this good tall boy, and they're filling up their clothes in it.
I'd rather
yours
the hope.
Is smashed.
I'd rather the hope and know that the tall boy's happy and with another owner. You know what I mean? My tall boy's dead.
No, I don't want it to be happy with another owner. I can't go to sleep at night. I lay there and I think someone's just pulling out their undies and socks in the morning for my tall boy.
Yeah, well, no, I can't. Well, it's splinters. Well, that's what's left with mine.
I'd rather smash mine up with my bed. I'd rather find it.
Mate, if there was undies in mine at the moment, you'd be wearing splinters in your bottom. So
I wouldn't. If I pulled out undies and that splinters in them, I'd go, I'm not going to put these
no,
on.
No, I'd put them straight on because I trust that tall boy. It wouldn't do anything to me.
You said you can see that it's smashed.
Yeah. But if my undies are in there, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to shake them out.
Grace, can you talk to Nath, please?
Do you forget my name for a second?
After the show, Jimmy, we're having a refresher on Nate's name.
Grace, can you talk to...
Wait, can you talk to the big guy over there? Tell him to bloody...
Can you talk to the button pusher, please?
Can you talk to my panel operator, please? Because he's talking all over me and I can't get my story out. Oh, Nate. Aussies, we are being warned to prepare for a fierce cold front this week as freezing temperatures, rainfall, storms and snow settle in across the country.
Right.
South Australia, Victoria and Tasmania will be the first hit by cold temperatures. Apparently some of those felt it today before the cold front moves up into central and eastern New South Wales. And for New South Wales, they're also not just the cold, they're getting showers and thunderstorms.
Oh, that's even worse, isn't it?
It's not just cold. It's cold and wet.
Although, would you prefer it to be cold and the weather to be ugly as well, just so like the weather looks like it's cold? Because there's nothing worse than like a day that looks nice outside and you walk outside bloody freezing. You know those days?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day...
When it lies to you through a window.
I think the thing for me is I really don't mind what it is as long as it's not really, really, really windy.
Oh, wind is just the worst feature of weather. Mm. We've discussed this many times on the show.
Because wind is the one where you can sort of look outside at times and go, it looks nice out there, but you get it.
Yeah, it's the worst. And then it's really
cold,
windy.
You put a jumper on. Yeah. If it's raining, you put a rain jacket or an umbrella. Wind.
Yeah.
The windbreaker. Whoever invented the windbreaker.
Oh, mate.
I'm going to give him a round of applause.
No. Why? What for?
That is selling sand to a camel. Yeah. That is selling milk to a cow. These are things that already, like, it doesn't do anything.
A windbreak, I tell you what breaks wind? Me. I realise what I said. I didn't actually mean that, Grace.
No, that was funny.
It was funny, but Grace, I promise you that was an accident.
You know what breaks wind? No, it's bottom.
It wasn't. That's not what I was going to. I was going to do a different bit, but that turned out to be a bit.
You know what happened? You didn't talk to him strong enough at the start of this. I said speak to him, and you let him off.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Speaking of letting it off.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you can hear it all here.
Nate, producer Grace, I need your help and I need Australia's help. Mm. I'll let Australia decide. An argument I've been having with my roommates. Well, more specifically, my roommate's partner, his girlfriend. But they're both my roommate.
Mm.
But my roommate, Nate, is a mate of ours, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
His partner, Casey. I live with both of them. And we live near the beach. It's lovely.
You're doing all right, mate.
I'm doing okay.
I'm now your neighbour. I'm 200 metres closer to the beach than you.
And you're on the top level of your apartment complex.
I can see the swell.
You've got six flights of stairs. I've been having this argument with my partner Ash as well. Ash and Casey's are the same sort of side of this. Me and Josh are the same sort of side of this.
Sure.
Nath, I haven't asked you this yet, but I know how you feel about this.
I'm very much on your side.
Now, I would like to say you're probably going to be the expert on this, and producer Grace is, before we head to Australia, because they will decide this.
Mm.
Because, Nath, you grew up on the beach.
I mm-hmm.
Grew up in the country. I'm a country boy. Didn't spend a lot of time around the beach at all.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time around rivers. Producer Grace, you spent time?
Yeah, I did nippers and stuff, but beach isn't really my thing.
But you've been around it.
I've been around it. I've been
like
two beaches.
Closer than I was growing up.
You're more of a charcuterie board and a crochet kind
of. I'm more of a cocktail by the pool kind of gal.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the pool boy cleans it in his budgie sponges.
Fans me a little bit. Yeah.
Feed you grapes.
Good money in that, though, for him. Good money in that.
Mm. So the question I want to ask, 131060 Australia, is having a swim in the ocean a shower?
No.
Absolutely is. In fact, I would go so far as to say that a swim in the ocean is better for you than a shower.
Oh, I love this. Talk me through it.
The reason why is because you've heard the term that the ocean is God's shower.
I haven't heard that term myself, but...
It is. It's Mother Nature's bathtub.
You walk past someone and you go, "Oh, you going for a surf today?" I mean, God's bath.
God's bath, Mother Nature's tub is
absolutely,
because if you think about it, the natural salts, right? Mm. The natural salts in the ocean, they help exfoliate you. You know what I mean? On top
get
of that,
get some sand, rub it in you.
Rub it around you. Yeah, it's so good for you. It's so good
for
you, mate.
Yeah,
and on top of that,
it's quite damaging to your skin.
How hard are you rubbing it?
Well, it's sand, it's pretty hard.
It's pretty hard.
You
just exfoliate it, mate. You just exfoliate. When you get a loofah, you don't go, "Ah."
I don't put a loofah on my face.
Well, why not?
Where does a loofah go?
On my body. I need more gentle things on my face.
What's his name?
Nathan.
He's the one cleaning the pool.
What's his name? His name's Gentle Thing. Hello, mate. Come hurry.
Gentle Thing, you're here to clean the pool again? Give me another margarita.
Did we pay you for last week, Gentle Thing?
Call him GT. GT, can you get me a G&T?
Well, I'm by the pool. Have you got one of those umbrellas?
Now, look, I thought this is where you'd both be, and this is why I knew we'd have to go to Australia.
Of course.
Because, Grace, you're adamant that swimming in the ocean isn't a shower.
I would argue maybe if you're in there with soaps and whatnot, scrubbing whilst you're in the ocean, maybe that would pass as a shower.
Why would you even say that?
You got your palm olive at the beach.
I'm ruining this.
You're ruining this. We're all having fun with Gentle Thing feeding you grapes, and you say some outlandish thing about going down to the ocean with a bar of soap.
That's why you're not a beach person.
How hard would it be to hold a bar of soap in the surf? Can you explain that?
So weird. Where is it? Oh, it's out past the cans now, isn't it? Bloody get the niffers on their boards to try. Can someone get my palm olive, please? Go out
to the shark net to check it. Bloody bars of soap in this thing. Producer Grace has obviously been down here watching herself.
See a crab on the bottom of the beach going, "Oh, now I'm nice and clean, aren't I?"
My partner thinks no. She reckons I need to have a shower.
Sure.
Josh, my roommate, his partner Casey, thinks no. He needs to have a shower as well. Because the other day I went to the gym, but then I just went and had a swim in the ocean.
So fine.
And then I came into work.
So fine.
No shower. You guys didn't even know.
So fine. No, I knew because you were sparkling clean.
Oh, I never smelled better.
I was like, "Oh, what's that scent?"
I'm wearing...
Is that Pacific?
I'm wearing Gentle Thing.
Grace, like, you didn't finish the shift with me today. 13 10 60 Australia, you jump on the phones right now. Is having a swim in the ocean the same or better than having a shower? 13 10 60 Jump on the phones right now. And you know what? If you just call...
I will throw this out there because I am generally interested.
Mm.
If anyone out there has ever taken a bar of soap to the ocean.
Yeah, if we get someone like that as well, I mean, you'll get on the show once and never again. 13 10 60 is having a swim in the ocean the same, if not better, or if it's worse, than having a shower. 13 10 60 And also, if you've taken a bar of soap to the ocean, we will take your calls.
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
Yeah, Nath, I'm absolutely drunk with power because I've just asked 13 10 60 Is having a swim in the ocean a shower? Very dangerous here because the reason I want to know this is I want to finish an argument with my partner, Ash, and also my roommate, Josh and Casey, are roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Josh believe, much like you, Nath, that having a swim in the ocean is as good as a shower.
Absolutely is. Not even a discussion.
The girls are not a fan. And why I say I'm drunk with power is I'm going to take whatever Australia says. Hopefully they're on my side.
Mm.
And then I can go back and be like, "Babe, Australia's voted."
Mate, you think you're going to finish slash win an argument?
Yeah, with that.
It doesn't matter if you've got the country to call in and vote.
You know that argument we were having. I took it on the show.
I took it to the country.
I got everyone involved. You know, like you get upset when your partner gets like their friend involved or their mum or someone. I just think the whole Australia involved in it.
Are you telling me you're angry with that my friends are involved? Well, I got a bunch of strangers involved. Sean from Burwood. G'day, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sean, swim in the ocean, as good as a shower or not?
Absolutely not.
Oh. We're off to a good start here.
Okay, this is not looking good for our argument.
Talk us through it, Sean. Why don't you
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
When your roommates are complaining about you, coming in after bathing in God's bath, do you just tell them that, you know, "Oh, well, don't worry about the sand. It's just the residue of God's bath."
Yeah, look, Sean. I was hoping no one would bring up the sand, but the sand is an issue.
The residue of God's bath.
You're welcome.
I am bringing sand into the house.
Sean's not helping your argument there. Let's hope
the residue of God's bath. Sean is good. Give Sean a prize. Yeah. Give Sean something.
Yvette from Craigieburn. Hi, Yvette.
How you going?
Good. Okay, thoughts on swimming in the ocean versus a shower? Are they as good as each other?
God, no.
God, no.
Well, you've asked it, really.
It's really taking a somber turn here.
Yeah.
Sorry, but the fish and whatever else lives in there poops in there. How can you be clean?
No, that's true.
No, that.
Okay. Answer this one for me, Yvette. When you poop in your toilet, in your bathroom.
I don't go for a swim.
Yeah, but is it not the same system as the shower?
Nath, you've lost me.
I got nothing on that
don't
one.
Don't worry, Yvette. I was also like, I don't know where Nath's going.
Checkmate, Yvette. Say something that doesn't make sense and you win. Yeah. There's another tip for all those arguments out there. Pamela from Frankston, what do you think about this? Is a swim in the ocean as good as a shower?
No, I'm sorry, guys.
Oh my God.
It's gross. But the weird thing is that I classify if I go camping and swim in a river, that's a shower.
Wait, what?
But for some reason, the ocean just grosses me out. I don't think it's the same.
A stagnant lake is fine.
No, but not a lake, a river.
Okay, I grew up on a place called Gundawindi. It's the McIntyre River separates the Queensland New South Wales border, Pamela. I would never ever consider swimming in a river. A shower.
Why the river?
It's just dirty water.
Why is the river?
I don't know. I just grew up camping and we just used to wash in there and like up until, I don't know, a few years ago now we've got our own camp shower, so I don't. But I used to take my shampoo and like shave my underarms, all sorts of stuff in the river.
Yeah, okay, I did that, but I didn't consider, I thought the ocean was more cleanly because, you know, there's salts and you know, it's clearer.
No,
than the
but
old...
this is the problem. Okay, so Pamela's doing all that in the river. Where's the river run into? The ocean.
Yeah, well.
You're the reason. It's your
Pamela,
fault.
Pamela, you're the problem.
Yeah, we're coming out with, forget God's residue, it's Pamela's residue that's... Is that a moustache? No, it was Pamela. She was shaving. Chloe from Sydney. Hi, Chloe.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Chloe. Wrap things up for us. I mean, it's not looking good for our arguments so far. Is having a swim in the ocean as good as a shower?
I think it's better, but you still need to have a shower afterwards. But it's better. It's like more cleansing.
Okay, yeah. So if it's saying... better, why do we need to have a shower afterwards?
I don't know. Like, your hair's dirty. Especially if you have long hair. It's going to be all, like, rustly and, like, tangled.
But okay, so Chloe,
what if we're going for that look?
Yeah, I've got long hair. I like how it feels and looks after I get to the ocean. You know what I mean? It's got all the salts in it. It's a bit, you know, a bit rough. Bit, you know.
Oh, she's called another show. She's over that.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you can hear it all here.
Please welcome producer Grace for some goss. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
Gossip Grace. Some heartwarming news for you Tuesday night because Sarah Hyland, who plays Hayley Dunphy from Modern Family, has gotten married and it appears that the wedding was officiated by Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who plays Hyland's uncle Mitchell in the long-running series.
I love that.
Got a little photo of it there. It's very sweet.
They're all really close, aren't they?
I've
read stuff about that cast.
All of them, like heaps of the cast went to the wedding. Ariel Winter was there, Sofia Vergara, Nolan Goulds, who plays little brother, and Julie Bowen, who plays Sarah Hyland's mum in the show, were there as well.
That's nice.
So it was like a little Modern Family reunion, which is very exciting.
I never have seen any.
You've never watched Modern Family?
None of it. No. Wasn't in my wheelhouse.
Mm.
I think I was a bit older than you guys, so I think when it sort of started, I was rebelling against TV, you know what I mean?
Not for television. No.
But Grace just showed me the photo in the studio of this wedding. I saw that on Twitter today because when you follow, no, Nathan, I know you're not big on Twitter, but I follow Grace and it shows me things she likes.
Yes, so I saw that
photo today. And
did you?
And I went, some people Grace knows got married.
No.
Oh, you thought they were like close personal friends?
Yeah, it was like some catch and being like, Jesse was...
The officiant,
yeah.
Yes. No, right. I don't know these people personally.
Okay. I was happy for your friends.
Oh, thank you.
Not so happy.
Yeah.
Oh. You can still be happy for these people even if I don't know them personally. It's nice.
No, but I mean, like, you're closer to people you know. And I thought,
And celebrities get married all the time, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. But this is nice that they're all there.
Yeah. It's interesting that Jesse Tyler Ferguson was allowed to officiate, because both of you have asked me to officiate my wedding that doesn't have a date set yet.
Mm.
And I just don't think it would feel real if a friend of yours officiated the wedding.
Of course, we would make it feel so real and so special because we know you and what you like. And we would do the opposite
of
that.
We'd make it feel so real because we'd just be an absolute pain in the ass.
100%.
Like here.
And that's not what I want on my wedding
day. No, but people get to see the real you, and that day is all about you.
And my partner.
No, yeah. It's not about Diana.
It's mostly about me.
We love Diana, but...
And Diana knows it's not about them either.
Push them off to the side.
Yeah.
This is Grace's moment.
Yeah.
Grace has been planning this since
she was a little
girl.
We know this is about you, so surely get us involved in an official capacity. At least let us walk you down the aisle.
No, my parents are going to do that.
They can still do it.
Actually, just quickly on Grace's wedding, I think we may need to put our handbrake on the wedding chat in the show.
We have not done that much wedding chat.
No, okay, settle down, mate. I hadn't finished.
Okay, sorry.
Point example why we need to put a handbrake on it.
I'm not arguing the amount. I think it's great. I think everyone loves weddings. Mm. I think, you know, it's great content. I think, if anything, we should be doing more wedding chat because people love weddings. Even I've said it's a shame because a wedding is the best party ever.
Yeah.
Because it has everything. It has 8 to 80. Everyone gets involved. Everyone's having a good time.
Absolutely.
It's just a shame that someone has to get married for that party to happen.
Mm. Mm.
I just think we need to stop the wedding because as the days go and the months go on, I mean, we're in August now, right?
Mm.
The closer we get to this wedding, and there is no date yet, Australia, I can promise you that. The closer we get to it, the more people that listen to this show that are friends and family of yours will be asking, where's my invite?
Oh.
Nathan and I are arguing over what our role is. I know we'll get invited.
Yeah,
we'll be there. There are people listening to this show going, I haven't heard anything.
Oh, no.
I didn't think about that. Okay, what if we just keep talking about the build-up to the wedding, and then even after it happens, we're like, wedding around the corner.
That's good.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you could hear it all here.
I want to ask now, 131060, beige flag. What's your beige flag? What is a beige flag for you? Now, you're probably listening to the show going, Jimmy, what is a beige flag? I'm not sure what that is. I actually had to chat to Nate about this before the show. Nate, you had no idea what it was.
I'd never heard of a beige flag before.
Well, beige flags, apparently the thing that everyone's looking out for when dating at the moment. Now, lucky for you, Nath, and me, and producer Grace, we've all got lovely partners.
Yeah.
In Grace's case, engaged. Mm. And the wedding is quite soon. So if you haven't got your invite...
Around the corner. Checking your PO boxes, guys.
If you haven't got it already, I mean, Nathan and I have got ours. You should message her.
Hey,
at Grace Gar.
Head there. That. Send your address to at Grace Gar because she's trying to collate them now.
Trying to get them all together.
Yeah.
If you haven't got it, we've got ours. It's on our fridge.
It's on the fridge.
It's a beautiful invite too. That
what
picture.
That done with it?
Oh, with both of you there. Oh, stunning.
Using the engagement photo was just amazing.
Stunning.
I haven't set a date yet.
Yeah, but you've set out a save the date.
Yeah.
You
said how could I have done a save the date without setting the date?
Your wedding.
She set out a save the month.
Yeah.
Save this month. Keep it free. She actually did save the year.
Yeah, it's the festival starts pretty soon.
So beige flag. What is a beige flag, Nath, you're asking?
What is a beige flag, Nath, you're asking?
Beige flags are signs on a dating app that someone might be boring.
Uh-huh, you don't want boring.
Yes. Red flags are like, ooh, don't like that. That's not good. But beige flags, you're like,
are there only two flags? Are there only the red flags and the beige flags?
It's green flags.
Green flags.
What's green flag like? Go.
That's go ahead. Oh, this is a good sign that this person's going to be great today.
That's good.
Right. We like green flags. We don't like red flags and beige flags. Mm.
Does anyone actually have the flag, or is it like a mental thing? You know what I mean?
I think it's a metaphor.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So no.
Sorry.
One's
what
in
was
there.
Your question?
Does anyone actually have the flag?
I don't get. But I don't.
Well, like
you mean holding a flag?
Yeah.
Like some blokes hold a fish.
Some guys go green.
Oh, damn it. If there isn't someone out there that's single right now.
I know, right?
That doesn't go get a green flag and take a photo.
And just hold it. You know what I mean? So just an option.
Some examples of what people have said online are beige flags for them. Now, this is different for everyone, remember. So again, that's why 131060, we want you to call with what you think a beige flag is.
Yeah.
So here's some looking for someone to chill with written in their bio.
Oh, yeah, because we know what that actually
it's
means.
It's also just a bit unimaginative.
Mm. Right, Producer Trin, I'm going to cross to you, so start thinking of what your beige flag is.
Yep.
Gym selfies.
Producer Trin's like, I've got a list, don't you worry.
Trin's got a pen and paper outside. Gym selfies, apparently.
Yeah, okay.
People
can look quite attractive in a...
Yeah, but if the main thing in your life is the gym and that's what you're posting to your dating profile, That's almost a red flag for me.
Be more interesting.
Yeah.
So they're saying that, you know, the gym is their life. Well, that's pretty boring, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Also, photos of you and your friends partying. Like if your life's just partying.
So I always used to find that hard because you never know who is it you swipe it on.
I know.
You know
what
I mean?
You're just taking a stab at it going, I really hope it's this cute person.
I hope it's far right.
Never is.
Yeah. Nope.
It's never the hot one.
No. It never
That's
is.
So I had to take Nathan out of my photos. You the big one? Big in
heart.
Penis. Producer Trin. Come on.
Yeah.
Beige
yeah.
flags.
She'd
what
have
you got?
Some beiges.
What do you what's got? A beige flag for you? What's boring on the dating apps?
When they've got like just lots of selfies because they're not living their life. They're just sitting there taking selfies.
Yeah, very. That's like that's very vain. True. It's very about them. You don't want that. You want someone else taking the photo.
No. And then once you've matched, the biggest one, and it really gives me the shits, is you'll like be talking to them and you'll ask them questions and they'll reply and they won't ask you a question. Like they're not continuing on the convo.
It's all about questions, guys. Come on.
If you're getting a question, you should be giving a question.
You're so right.
It's about giving and taking.
Giving and getting. 100%.
Giving and getting, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I just want to say it again. For some reason, it comes up a lot lately on the show. Fishing photos, apparently.
We spoke about
fishing
this last
is
week.
A bit boring for women out there trying to find a man.
What is a boring thing? I'm not into it.
Never. Just Grace, any other beige flags? I mean, I know you're not dating, but
no,
every now
but
and then you download the apps just for a swipe.
Just to see what's out there, you know what I mean? What am I missing?
Sometimes I like to think I can throw dry in a bag.
I'll just window browse, you know what I mean?
No, you can put on...
window shopping. I don't want to, I'd never buy any of this.
I can't afford any of that, but oh God, I'd look great in that.
Well, they'd look great in me.
No, you can put favourite songs, like an anthem, in your Tinder bio and stuff right now. But the songs that when people have like an Ed Sheeran song or like a Coldplay song or a John Mayer, just real acoustic.
You're just like naming Nath's songs.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Nath. That's we would never work
you
out.
You never swapped on me, ever.
Nath made like 30 profiles.
100%. Yeah, I'm going to start. What if my profile song was Atomic Kitten, Stick With You?
Maybe.
Isn't that Pussycat Dolls? Was that Tommy Kitten?
No, Tommy Kitten, mate.
Oh, how's that go?
I must stick with you forever, and baby gonna take me higher. I must stick with you. Actually, maybe it is the Pussycat Dolls.
It is.
It's some sort of pussy or cat or Tommy Kitten. It was something like that.
301060.
Something feline related. Do you want to play your thing? You've got a special thing.
Oh, sorry. I totally blanked on this. Shout out to producer Bones, our audio producer, who got something made for this. Now, Grace, you haven't heard this. I haven't heard this. Nath hasn't heard this.
No.
So let's give it a spin. When you are dating, what is the flag that calls you? Tell me your beige flag.
Beige flag from Khan's flag. It's totally different to Nate's version of wave back. Beige flag. That's great. Best opener ever. Best opener I've ever heard.
If you did miss it last week, Nate got an opener. We're trying to bring back the wave.
Yes.
When you're driving the car and we got Nate got
Khan, Wave and Flag. Yeah. That's the song, the tune that is too. And I've just created an opener to Khan, Wave and Flag. And you've done it again because it is such a catchy tune.
It is.
You've just proven it once again. Okay, 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. What's your beige flag for dating? What's the boring thing that you see on dating profiles? You're like, not for me. And you know what? If you give us a call, $100 skull candy vouchers up for grabs. You want one of those, we want to hear your beige flags. Your boring dating things. It's Jimmy and Nate.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you could hear it all here. When you are dating, what is the flag that balls you? Tell me your beige flag. Beige flag. Beige flag.
Beige flag from Khan's flag. It's totally different to Nate's version of wave back. Beige flag.
It's totally different to Nate's version. Completely different.
It is completely different. Yeah. Of course, I created a special little opener to the same tune, but it was completely different. Of course,
yours is about bringing back the wave.
Saving the wave.
This is about the beige flag.
It's a completely different thing. Yeah. Completely different. And I'm sure the good people of Australia can tell that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No relation.
This guy's really loved Khan, Wave and Flag.
Khan, Wave and Flag. One of the world... It was a World Cup football song. Oh. Fantastic
track. Can we get one for Gossip Grace? She's our producer. She loves the gossip. It's time for Gossip Grace.
Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. What do you think? Thoughts on that one? That could be good.
I'm going to nip that one in the bud.
because I'm not
bud?
A fan.
Are you saying bud?
Bud.
Isn't it butt?
Why are you nipping out?
Either is acceptable.
Are you nipping our butt?
But.
It's no, it's nip it in the bud before it grows into a flower.
Yeah, a beautiful flower. So you don't want any beautiful flowers on the shot. You want weeds, is that what you want?
No, it's. I think butt and bud.
Whatever, mate. We're
acceptable.
Making the opening for you. We're making the opening. Adele from Orange. Hi, Adele.
Hi, guys.
Adele, what do you think of that little song that we had made?
Oh, look, I'm with Grace. I'm going to nip that one in the bud, too.
What was everyone talking about?
Did you say bud as well, Adele?
I did say bud, I agree.
So it is but. I thought it was butt. There you go.
Who wants to nip someone's butt? Come
well,
on,
Well, no,
guys.
I thought, well, that's the thing, though. You know what I mean?
After a few wines, I'll nip anybody's butt. No.
Adele, like, I thought it was nipping in the butt because you don't like to be nipped in the butt. You know what I mean? It's quite, like, ow. So you nip it in the butt and then it's done. Mm. That's what I thought.
Oh, look, maybe ladies like buds and guys like butts. How's that?
That's a pretty accurate description of humanity. Adele, beige flags. What's your beige flag when it comes to dating? The boring thing.
Shirtless on a bed because it means they're into themselves too much.
Shirtless on a bed.
So is that happening a fair bit, Adele, shirtless on the bed?
Oh, look, I haven't been on a date nap in probably 5 years, but yeah, it was.
It was.
At the time, yeah, back then.
Adele, do you ever offer any feedback? Like when, obviously, you're not going to date these people, but when you see it, if they match with you, do you write back and go, oi, here's some feedback for you. Nick, bit that in the butt or whatever it is.
No.
Bite into that butt, you know what I mean?
I didn't give feedback, no. I discovered I was a snob, though.
Oh, why?
Bad grammar, swipe left.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
That's all right, mate. If that's important to you, Adele, you want someone who takes care of their vocab?
Beard, swipe left.
All right, that's a bit much. Amy from Mornington, what's your beige flag? What do you find boring in profiles?
Like acoustic guitar in the photo, but they probably don't even play guitar. So
yeah,
I'll just be like, do you want to play? I can play Smoke on the Water, like that kind of thing.
Amy, yeah. Blokes are so bad for that. A true story, when I was at uni, I lived in like these uni apartments and I had a guitar and I could play it and my mates would come over and they would borrow it, stand on my balcony and invite girls over like, oh, hey, when you come up, we're having drinks here. And then they'd come up to like see them play guitar and they'd just like totally like move the guitar away, pretend it wasn't even there, just have a drink.
Amy,
end of the worst.
Okay, Amy, I agree with that. Thoughts on, because yeah. I remember my Tinder profile, one of them had me holding a skateboard.
Couldn't... Oh, no. Can you actually skate, though?
God, no.
No, then why would you put it up there?
Yeah, because it's like, a conversation starter, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a bit of false advertising, isn't it?
It's false advertising.
But you only get stung if you buy the product, and then I'm happy.
Yeah, that's true.
No one bought Nate.
No. So, guys, hey, guess what? I can skateboard.
No.
Have you got, Amy, what have we got? Have you got any tips? Are there things maybe you want to see out there on the dating apps?
Things that you want to see? Oh, my God. No cute dogs. We get it. You have a cute dog. It's everybody's profile. The fishing thing, you know, they're standing there shirtless, holding a fish.
Interesting about the no cute dogs because, Amy, you're not dating the dog. Oh, yeah. You want to see the person.
Exactly. Or like when they have a group of friends in every single photo, which one is it?
What about Amy, if I'm holding a dog, but I don't own that dog?
Well, it's the same as the skateboard and the guitar, isn't it?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Nate's producer, Grace, Johnny Farnham has been diagnosed with cancer, according to a statement from his family. They said it was a recent discovery and that he's been admitted to hospital in Victoria Tuesday morning. So this morning, I was get confused when we're doing late nights as to tomorrow and the day after, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But yes, it was this morning for surgery and ongoing treatment. Farnham, 73. I didn't realise he was 73.
So I thought he was older.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought he was older. He's been around for so long.
Yeah, we saw him at Falls Festival.
Yeah, I've seen him a few times. He's so good.
You've seen him a few times?
I've seen him a few times. Yeah. A few different. Oh, I've never seen him like to go see John Farnham like in concert. He's always been at a festival or something.
Yeah, he's one of Mum's favourite.
He's so good. Have we had him on the show before?
No, I don't think
John
we have.
On the show? He's so good.
Mm.
He released a statement today saying, cancer diagnosis is something that so many people face every single day, and countless others have walked this path before me. The one thing I know for sure is that we have the very best specialist healthcare professionals in Victoria, and we can all be grateful for that. I know I am. And there are reports that he's in a wheelchair, but there are reports from the hospital, unconfirmed, that he's cracking jokes, laughing and singing.
Of course he is.
But it'd be very fitting for the type of bloke. Again, I don't know him personally, but...
Aussie icon, really.
Just everything.
It?
Yeah, mum's like favourite artist, like, remember as a kid, and she'd always play him, and she'd always get really upset because she'd be like, I don't know if you guys know this, he was very famous for retiring, but then coming out of retirement.
I love artists that do that.
Yeah, so he would always, I don't know how often he did this, but I remember as a kid, mum would be like, oh, Johnny's retiring. And she'd go see him with her friends. And she's like, that was his last one. It was his last tour.
Your mum's been to 3 Farewell John Farnham tours.
I think she'd been like 4 or 5, to be honest. And then he'd come out and he goes, I'm back, guys. I'm back. So,
good on him.
Yeah. He recently spoke about the death of his friend, Olivia Newton-John. The pair performed Dare to Dream together at the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games in Sydney 2000. He released a statement over that. He said the Farnham family sends a love and sympathies to Olivia's family. Behind that iconic smile was a tenacious fighter, a beautiful voice, and a loyal friend. She'll be greatly missed. Now, you know, thoughts and prayers are with Johnny and his family, and we thought that we're not supposed to change the music here on the show. We do get a lot of trouble for that. We get some emails, don't we, Grace?
We sure do.
No, yes. Grace gets some emails.
Yes,
Grace,
you guys don't get in trouble at all. Just me.
Yeah, okay. So I will say this on the radio so everyone knows. Nathan and I have changed it. We're about to play John Farnham, You're the Voice, a song absolutely I love. Second favourite of mine behind Sadie the Cleaning Lady.
That's a great song.
I love Pressure Down. I think Pressure Down is so good.
Remember I FaceTimed Mum when he was playing at 4?
He's so good.
He's doing Sadie.
And such an entertainer as well. The poor bugger, though. Every time he does a performance, everyone just wants You're the Voice like 5 to 8 times.
He's got heaps of bangers. So
the Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
I want to ask now on 1310cc, what tourist attraction did you find disappointing? This is after an online travel blog has compiled a list of tourist attractions that receive the worst reviews so you don't have to go to them.
That's a good idea.
So the research looked at which places received 1-star and 2-star reviews on TripAdvisor. So topping the list is the Hollywood Walk of Fame in Los Angeles. With 17,616 reviews of that. 20% of them are 1-star reviews.
Really? Wow. I loved it. I mean, I love that touristy
you
stuff.
You love anything.
Though. I do.
You literally
but
love anything. I've been like with you in Melbourne and we walked past you go, Jim, that was a church I walked past when I went to an Airbnb.
How beautiful is it? Should we get a photo? I love the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I thought it was great.
It's very busy.
It's very steep too, actually. It's very steep.
It depends what part of it you're on, mate. Some quite of it's mean, yeah. It's very long. It's just boring. It's just people's names and stars. Once you've seen one, you've seen them all. It's literally the same star with a different name. In good news for Australian tourism, nothing from Australia made the top 10.
Excellent. That's good.
So would you like to know the top 10?
Yes.
Yes, would love to.
Right. Number one, as I mentioned, is the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Number two, I don't know how to say that, so I'm going to throw to producer Grace there.
Palace of Versailles.
What's that?
Oh. It's a big palace in Versailles.
Yeah, I have been to
it. I thought it was beautiful.
It is. It's stunning. It's got beautiful gardens.
Well, I think you two are bad all these for this. Things, you guys just love
all
everything.
All these things are on my Instagram.
Oh, beige flag.
The Palace of Versailles is beautiful.
Number three, Stonehenge.
I've never been there. But to be, I would understand why that's, it's just, and you can't go in there anymore. No. You have to observe a couple of rocks that
it's
have been knocked over.
It's also quite a long trip from anywhere.
It is. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. So you kind of got to go on this like bus for ages and then you get there and you're like, cool.
It's a bunch of rocks that have been pushed over.
I mean, impressive because how did they do it?
Well, they pushed over a rock. That's how.
See this?
They've got a few of their mates. They're like, hey, Barry, Steve, come over here. Let's push this over. Yeah, we'll confuse people in 1,000 years.
Before they could move couches and fridges. Well, you want to move this rock on top of that rock? It's going to blow people's minds.
It'd be so fun. People go crazy about it.
Number four, the Hollywood sign. Yeah. Oh, you are the worst.
I loved it. It was
you
so
loved
good.
It.
I really
love
do.
It. What do you mean you
it's
loved
just
it?
Kind of I walked up there and it was such a beautiful view up the top. Got a nice
okay,
selfie.
The view, oh, except the view. Yeah, but the sign is a sign. You're not looking out into Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'll
when
accept
you're up
that
there.
As a view.
Yeah, when
not
you're
the
up there.
Sign. The sign. You know,
when
the
you
sign
look
was
at
just
it.
For selling real estate.
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
Number five, Big Ben.
Under construction quite a bit.
Every time I've seen it, it's been under construction.
All I'm noticing is you two, travellers.
Yeah.
Jeez, I've been to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I didn't go to the sign. I went there. The sign's there. There it is. From a distance.
Big Ben, look, it's just a big old clock, really, isn't it?
Huge clock.
It's a massive clock.
Number six, the White House.
Oh, in the US.
No, I agree with...
Just confirming, in yes, we're US. Thinking about the
many,
same one.
Many White Houses.
There are lots of White Houses.
Several White Houses.
Number seven, the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I haven't been there.
I liked that. I thought that was good, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You take your photo, you pretend to hold it up.
If you're just joining us, these are things that Nath liked while travelling.
Yeah.
Number eight, the Empire State Building.
Yeah, it's just a tall building, really, isn't it? Wasn't that.
I went to the top. The view is quite spectacular. But
not again, nice view from the top, but I mean, the building itself is just a...
When I went to New York, I went to the top of the Rockefeller Center so I could look at the Empire State Building.
And how was that?
A fun little hack if you...
A fun hack? What, you can see something from a tall place?
Yes.
If you stand somewhere else, you can see something else.
Well, if you're up the top of the Empire State Building, you can't see the Empire State Building.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, that's not a hack. I think people know how looking at things works.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah, it's just a big building, really.
Number nine, the Pyramids of Giza.
No, I've never been there, but I would love to. I thought that was so good.
You're like, no.
I really want to go to Egypt.
Damn. You still can.
Yeah, but you don't have to not go because of this.
And you know what? I've been to all those things and I loved them, so I probably love the pyramids.
And number 10, Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, lots of people.
There is one on there. No, I don't know. There is one on there that I cannot believe is not on there. The Mona Lisa.
Okay.
It's so small, and there are so many people crammed around it. And there are so in the Louvre, there are so many other beautiful paintings and pieces of art. It's just a chick there with the funny eyes that she watches you. Like it's not that special.
The funny eyes.
It's not.
That's what he was going to go with, and he went, I don't think anyone will enjoy Chick with the funny eyes. We're going to have to go Mona Lisa.
If you told me what's his name?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Were you about to say DiCaprio? If you told me Leonardo DiCaprio did a painting called Chick with the Funny Eyes, I would see the hell out of that.
Producer Grace, anything you've seen that you went,
The only one I can think of is the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, and it's only because I've been there twice and I haven't been able to find it.
What do you mean? It's a massive roundabout.
I know. I couldn't find it both times.
You know what I did in... You know what? No, it just sounds like wanking.
It does. I'm going to go to Australia here. Sorry, you two travellers. Jimmy here. I'm going to say, and this may be, this may upset some people because I am a Queenslander. I'm a proud Queenslander, especially around State of Origin time. But I was very underwhelmed as a child when my parents took me to the Big Pineapple.
Yeah.
I remember I was a little kid, so you can imagine, you know, it was even bigger than me because I've grown up now. But I remember just, Mum and Dad, what's wrong, little Jimmy? And I went... Not that big.
All right. 131060. Australia, jump on the phones right now. What tourist attraction did you find disappointing? It can be local. It can be international. Whatever it is. 131060. Disappointing tourist attractions. If you give us a call as well, we've got $100 Jimmy Brings vouchers up for grabs as well. You want one of those? We want a disappointing tourist attraction. 131060. It's Jimmy and Nath. We'll take your calls next.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Nathan, just asked 131060. What tourist attraction did you find disappointing? This is after an online travel blog has compiled a list of the worst reviewed tourist attractions in the world. So these are tourist attractions that have received 1-star and 2-star ratings on TripAdvisor. We went through them. There is a top 10. If you are just joining us, yes, it's a list of the worst reviewed places, but also a list of things that Nathan loved seeing.
Yeah. Loved all of them, except the ones that I would imagine aren't good. Stonehenge definitely makes sense to me. It's in the middle of nowhere. That. Haven't seen that.
But given the opportunity, you'd go see it.
Of course I would, and I'd probably love it.
Oh, look at the rocks.
I'll take a few photos, guys. Guess where I am? Robert from Coffs Harbour. G'day, Rob.
G'day.
How are you, mate? Going all right?
Yeah, pretty good, you know?
Yeah, that's all right. It's good to hear for you. Tuesday. Rob, disappointing tourist attractions. What do you got?
So in Coffs Harbour, well, out of Coffs Harbour, this place called Glen Ray, and there's a thing called the Glen Ray Golden Dog, and it's this statue that is supposed to be a dog, and it's pretty big, like 20 foot tall.
Oh, wow.
But it has like a disgusting face. It doesn't look like a dog at all, and it's like baby puke yellow.
Oh, so it's a bit like uncomfortable to look at, Rob.
Yeah, and it's like has really straight legs. Like that sounds stupid, but there's no knees. It's just like solid.
Oh God, I've just Googled
show
it,
me,
Robert.
Show me the picture.
It looks like a weird sheep, dingo, alpaca thing.
Oh God, what the hell is that? So this is a truth. So people go to this, Rob.
Well, so it's a pub.
It's a pub. The pub is the golden dog and has a dog.
Right.
Yeah.
And people, could you fix it? Is there, or do you just have to?
Oh, so there was talks they were going to repaint it and redo like the face last year, but I'm not sure if that ever happened.
Mm. I feel like we would have heard about it in the papers. Kat from the Sunny Coast. Hi, Kat. Disappointing.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Yeah, that was Nath, but anyway, we answered both. Don't worry about it. Kat, what tourist attraction was disappointing?
Well, you go and see the pelican feeder at Woi Woi, and you spend like $25 on fish and chips, and then you get them taken by the pelicans.
Disappointing.
And you get hassled by a woman that's covered in pelican crap, and
she yells at you down there.
She yells at you.
Well, does she?
Well, she's not exactly smiling, but she's giving a lecture about the pelicans and all their names. And you get your fish and chips gobbled up and staunched by pelicans.
You have sold me.
Put it down, boy, boy. Where the bloody hell are you? Where are we going?
I want to go there. Andy from Newcastle. Andy, disappointing tourist attractions.
Yeah, the big prawn, mate. I was about 15 at the time. Oh, we're going to the big prawn. Oh, great. I'm going to see a big, big live prawn. Get there and it's a big piece of plastic sticking in the air.
So, Andy,
so disappointing.
You were upset. You thought it was going to be a real live prawn.
I was looking for the real live prawn, my friend.
And it was just a big bit of plastic sticking in the air,
it
mate.
Was a big bit of plastic. We go inside and there, I wasn't wrapped at all. I thought I was going to play with a big prawn, live prawn. But anyway.
The thing when you ever been to the big banana, big pineapple, Andy?
Yes, been to those.
What do you think of those?
Same thing. Disappointed they're not real.
Well, they've got big bananas, but they're not real, are they?
No,
they're not real.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, Andy. When I saw the big pineapple as a kid, I was very disappointed. I was like, "Well, hey, it's not big enough."
Andy,
Would you have found it more? Would you have found it more entertaining if it was like the small prawn? You know what I mean, the smallest prawn ever.
In between prawn, maybe.
Yeah, medium prawn. Yeah.
Like a normal size prawn, or like a.
Well, let's throw a prawn at a prawn.
Okay.
Couldn't say
that. You might be onto something here.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Sammy Sparrow. Bit of Tuesday night, Jimmy and Nate. Welcome, guys. Thanks for being part of it.
He's definitely on The Masked Singer.
I think he got unmasked the other day.
Ah, well, there you go.
Definitely. Hey, means Jim was right. Means you nailed it, buddy.
Well, I think I said that, though, early.
Maybe not to me.
You know who's definitely
on it? Might
have. Jeez, all right, mate.
You know who's definitely on it?
Who?
Shannon Noll.
Yeah, again, think he was unmasked. You know who's definitely on it?
Who?
Osher Emma Gunsberg. Wiggle.
We didn't stay behind a mask.
No. I heard Abby Chatfield's on it. Nath, producer Grace, Coldplay are not on The Masked Singer, but they have announced 2023 dates for their world tour.
Oh, wow.
So next year, the band's going to be performing in Portugal, Spain, the United Kingdom, Italy, Switzerland, Denmark, Sweden, Netherlands, and not Australia. Yet.
So this Europe is at the moment.
I was going to say, it feels like a Europe tour rather than a world tour.
Well, they've come out and said it's a world tour, but this is the first leg.
First leg, Europe.
First leg. Right. So fingers crossed we get a visit from Coldplay. They famously declined to tour in support of their last album for environmental reasons. I don't know if did you guys see that?
Well, they didn't want to fly. They didn't want to do a Taylor Swift.
They just didn't want to do anything. Apparently a lot of carbon emissions in concerts.
Oh.
So the band's to set out to make this tour more sustainable with concerts powered entirely by renewable energy.
That's cool.
Love that.
For example, there have been solar panels and wind turbines installed at every venue to help power the shows in this late announced so far.
Should call the band Solar Play, not Coldplay. Hey. Because in order to play, they need the solar, don't they?
Or wind. I mean, they also install wind turbines.
All right, turbine play then.
You do one, Grace.
Probably you could use water as water play.
That's a thing.
I think that's called wet work.
Water sports. Very different thing. Don't Google it.
So look, just quickly before I announce what we're doing, thoughts on Coldplay, Jesse Grace?
I'll be honest, not a huge fan. I think what they're doing here is great, but the music...
Oh, yeah. So you hate the environment.
No, you that's hate the environment opposite of what I just said.
And you hate Coldplay. Is that what you just said?
50% of that's true.
Nate, how do you feel about Coldplay?
I don't mind them. I went and saw them when they came to Australia. Oh, when was that?
Oh, didn't know you'd seen Coldplay.
3 or 4 years ago.
How was that?
We were still together.
Thought it might have been with an ex.
I went with my partner. Went with Meg because she loves Coldplay.
I know,
remember?
Your partner loves.
She's got Chris Martin's water bottle.
The one he drank from, or like a Chris Martin branded water bottle?
The one he drank from.
Oh.
No, just a branded Coldplay
bottle. I don't know which is worse.
He went to Kmart, got a branded Chris Martin one. No, he drank from it. Still got it with the water still in it.
So, Nathan, I think you're going to have a clear competitive advantage because next we're going to play this. Jimmy's Verse Game. Yeah, Jimmy's Verse Game. It is the Coldplay edition.
Oh, stop it. Is it really?
Sorry. Solar Play Edition.
Off the back of our chat, I thought it might be the Shannon Noel Edition.
No, it's the Sam Sparrow. Every song is black and gold.
All right, Jimmy's Verse Game returns to the airwaves next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Now it's time for Jimmy's
Verse Game. Yes, welcome. This is something we've done a while ago. We did it last week. We're going to try and do it a bit more often because we all know, listening to the radio, you know, the songs, and we all know the choruses, but no one ever knows the verse. So here at Jimmy's Verse Game, what I do is I read out a verse, producer Grace and Nath go head-to-head. They go up against each other to come out on top.
Mm-hmm. it's weird that you make us stand on top of each other just so we can do this.
Your name's your buzzers. Can I test them?
Nath. Grace.
Ooh,
I'm
today.
Off today. I'll be honest, I'm nervous about this because I can't even think of Coldplay songs off the top of my head.
Well, let's not name any because no. Nate has a great ability of remembering the name of songs.
Oh, God, no. But okay. I won last week, remember?
You certainly did.
Absolutely.
You did. So this is the Coldplay edition because Coldplay have just announced a world tour.
Can I ask, as the boss of the game, Jim, can I ask one question for you?
No.
If great...
Yes,
I'm saving you pain later on because if Grace loses, can you make sure she doesn't carry on like last time?
I can't because we all know what she's like. She
like
wins.
Hurting cats.
If she wins, she's great. If you are just joining us, Grace is an awful, probably
horrible
the worst loser.
But it ruined the back end of the show last time.
It did.
Time.
Well, that's why we're doing it towards the back end. I think we're gonna chat about Macca's next and then show rating. All right, are you guys ready?
Yep. Yes.
This is verse number one. Again, just to remind you, this is a Coldplay edition, so these are all Coldplay songs.
Mm.
Verse number one. Look at the stars.
Nate.
Oh, Grace.
Look at the stars. Look how they shine for you.
Nate's one, singing game. Two,
two. They were all yellow.
By whom?
Hot play.
Yes. Nate's on the board there. That is yellow. One of the OGs.
Yeah, I remember hearing this at Sound Relief. I walked into that song playing at Sound Relief.
Was that a festival?
It was a one-off charity. I think they were raising money for the floods or something.
Ah.
I think it was. Yeah. So you've seen Coldplay more than once.
Yeah, I just realised.
There's no way I'm winning in this game. But you know what? I've accepted
I've seen Coldplay twice. Holy hell. What a fun fact about me.
You were telling that story and I'm like, you said earlier you had seen Coldplay once a couple of years ago.
Wow, I totally forgot.
Look at that. You surprised yourself.
Wow. I'm learning stuff about myself today.
All right. Nathan, you're on the board.
Okay.
This is verse number two. I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths.
Grace.
So did you hear something, Nath?
I heard like a creaky door opening.
I thought I heard a ghost dying in the corner.
Grace. I heard someone that hasn't been fed in years.
Grace. Don't forget about your grandmother. Why are you playing the verse?
What's that? What are you doing?
It was an unsure buzzing in that I'm taking a stab, but I think if I'm going to have any shot at this, I need to just come in fast
just
and hard.
Normal.
But what? It doesn't impact your answer.
Yeah. I don't go when you buzz in. Grace! I go, well, she's got it.
She's gone with the dying grandmother voice. Lock it in.
Okay. I'm taking
here.
A stab.
Okay. We got
Coldplay? Viva La Vida.
No.
Okay. That's all right. Taking a step. No worries. That's why I was so unsure, because I didn't think I had it.
You're right.
I'm a bit more.
I can keep going for you now.
Yeah. Yep.
Where was I up to? Achilles and his gold.
Oh.
Hercules and his gifts.
Nath, is it a sky full of stars?
No, it's not.
Oh.
You're both back in.
We're both back in. This is huge.
Okay. Where was I? Achilles and his gifts. Spider-Man's control and Batman with his fists.
Nath, Spider-Man's control and Batman with his fists.
See, the issue with this is that all Coldplay songs sound the same.
It's part of the skill.
Is it?
Yeah, you know how hard it is to write 300 songs that all sound the same?
That is very talented. Chris Martin, well done.
Yeah. Come on, Nath, you got it. That is the tune.
Something just like this?
Something just like this!
Oh, Chainsmokers. I forgot this song.
Oh, yeah, Coldplay and the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
With the Coldplay edition, I don't need the band, but yes, that is with the Smokers. Nath, two from two there. Would you like the third one just for fun?
Yeah.
Third one for
if I can get on the board, I'll be happy, but I'm truly not expecting it. So.
Okay. You're not going to believe this one.
This is a fun grace to see, the defeated grace. I love that. There's no fire left.
Isn't it?
Really not a fan of Coldplay.
There's no fire left in her belly, which is nice.
Okay. Verse number three, Coldplay song. This is just for Grace to, I don't know.
Try.
Get some. Can you just test your buzzer? Make sure it's working. Yeah, that's good.
Can I test mine?
Test yours?
No.
It's like a dying horse.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Give a half a point for that. That was funny gag.
Right. Come.
Oh.
Just let me finish. Come up to meet you.
Oh, come up to. I'll sing it for you, Grace. Come up to meet you.
Oh, Grace.
I'm sorry.
Grace.
Come on.
Is it The Scientist?
Well done.
Absolutely nailed it.
You did.
I'm really proud of myself. Thank you guys for allowing me to do that.
Yeah. You did not win, though.
No.
Sorry, Grace, you were just talking over Yellow. Oh, sorry, I thought all the songs sounded the same. Was that The Scientist?
I'm sorry, is that you doing a bit?
No, I forgot what the name of the song was.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, Macca's has stunned fans with a surprise return of one of its most popular limited edition menu items.
Sorry, Jim, I know this is your story, but also we don't normally do the sound effect. You do it yourself. So sorry to interrupt you just so you can do the noise.
No, you can say McDonald's.
McDonald's. God, he's good at it.
Very good.
So good at it.
McDonald's whistle guy. They have announced the return of the Kit Kat McFlurry and the Kit Kat Frappe. Will be available once again in Australia. I didn't know.
I don't remember it. I'm sorry that you're doing the big return, but I don't remember. I know this is the sequel. It's come back, but I don't remember.
No, me neither.
Return of the Cat.
Oh, that's good. That's you should be the marketing guy for Macca's.
Are you the guy?
Maybe I am the guy.
You're the guy. Great.
Back oh, great! Just buzzing in.
I have zero, and I'm a big McFlurry guy. I have zero memory of the Kit Kat.
I got nothing. I saw this online today, this is, I mean, good news but sad news. All good things must come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
The collaboration only runs for 1 week.
Oh, 1 week?
From tomorrow, August the 24th. So if you do want to...
must have been...
Sorry,
oh,
just checking.
My God.
No,
Grace,
I was just saying,
checking
the
date.
I didn't know.
I thought you were checking the time. Like, you got somewhere to be, do you?
No.
you're heading off.
Going to get a Kit Kat.
I was going, is that the date?
So...
Oh, my, is that the time?
I must be run. Must be run. I don't know.
must be run.
Shut up. I'm trying to do the story. Coldplay was a mess. Let me try and clean this up. So it's available for 1 week from tomorrow, August 24th. I did see this today. I was reading the comments on Facebook. People were stoked and were just like, I can't believe this is back. But I'm glad you guys are with me because I do not remember the Kit Kat McFlurry. I've got a photo of it if you want to see it.
I believe you.
No, I would like to see it. Then if you... Okay, yeah, right. So it's branded and everything.
Yep.
If it's only for a week, it must be an expensive partnership with Nestle then, hey? So I'm just talking corporate stuff, guys.
Sorry, I am the marketing guy. I should have been more into that. Offer and acceptance. Hey, Jimmy, some corporate stuff. I don't remember it. I'm a big McFlurry guy. I love an Oreo McFlurry.
I love an M&M.
Gosh. Gee whiz. You should have headed off when you looked at your watch.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Actually, Grace, have we got... Is Lude supposed to be on the show in the next couple of weeks?
Yes. We've had a few false starts with Lude, hopefully. I'm still waiting for a confirmation.
Right. Okay, yeah. Lude, if you're listening, at 11 p.m.
Not on the show, but behind the scenes, a little peek
behind the curtains.
We play a game called Lude or No Lude. Whether or not we get him or not.
Yeah,
we'll be like, oh, we got an interview with Lude, and then producer Grace goes, COVID.
Sorry,
no Lude.
So, I think we're supposed to have Lude soon, but don't count on it.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Just pencil it in. Don't.
So you can rub it out. Because, God, we've been rubbing it out a few times, haven't we?
Yeah.
Changing the date. He's busy. Busy
guy. Is. He's got a lot going on.
Big city life.
Land Down Under. Another one. That's a good one. Come from the land down.
Hey, guys. Time for show rating. So we rate the show at 10. Give our reasons why. I had a really good time. So I'm going to rate it a 10 out of 10.
That's good.
And you're allowed to rate it based on your personal feelings.
Usually we rate the show, but today it's more of a me thing, and
it's a good vibe.
I just feel like towards the end of the show I've been carrying it. You two have really unhinged.
Which is why I'm rating it a 4.
Nate, you're allowed to be because, as we mentioned, to kick the show off, you've moved today.
Yeah, I had some issues
and you're
moving.
Running up and down.
I've had a big
and
day.
You're the top staircase of an apartment. So you get a pass, mate.
Thank
you, Grace,
mate.
Saying Eminem and Eminem.
I appreciate it.
And you saying, guys don't know what I've been up to today.
Okay,
what?
Tell me.
Okay, what? Sleeping? Because you sent us a message at like midday going, whew, just like up to these.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're playing with something on the desk? What's wrong?
I'm very tired.
You want to go home, don't you?
A little bit.
Go on.
All right.
Head off.
I might head off, guys.
Quick show rating and leave.
4.
Thank
4.
You.
Yeah.
She's out the studio. Thank you.
And she's headed off.
Let's wait for the door to close.
Yep. So she can't hear this. And she's gone. God, I had a good show today. 10 out of 10, mate.
Adios, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.